This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Welcome and kia ora everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today's guest is someone very, very special. It's Arena Eisel from ORFM 105.4. She's the wonderful person who helps me record this show every fortnight. She's calm, kind, always smiling, and honestly one of the nicest people I know. Even when I mess up or forget what I'm saying, which happens a lot, she gently helps me through it, always making me feel confident and welcome. Arena is originally from Malaysia, but she's been living in New Zealand for quite a while now. So today we're going to talk about her journey, her favorite things, and what it is like behind the mic. A very warm welcome, Arena, to today's episode with me.
Hi, Khairat. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, too. Now, let's move on to our first segment. Around the World with Khairat. All right, Arena, let's talk about your home country, Malaysia. My mama has been there, but I haven't yet. I have heard the nicest things about it though, and how amazing the people are, and how beautiful the country is. Where did you grow up in Malaysia, and what was it like as a kid there?
Oh, thank you so much, Khairat, for allowing me to be here to reflect on my country, Malaysia. It has actually been a while since I got to speak about it, so I'm really excited to talk about Malaysia with you on the show. Yeah, I love Malaysia. Malaysia is a country that's very diverse. We have a few main cultures, and somehow we, you know, live together very harmoniously, and we have lots of friends from all sorts of ethnicities and religion, and I think that is why I'm quite passionate about the celebration of diversity here in Aotearoa as well. What was your question again?
Oh, where did you grow up in Malaysia, and what was it like a kid there?
Ah, so I grew up in Kedah, which is very near Penang Island. For a lot of, a lot of people who might come to Malaysia might go to Penang or KL. But Penang is a small island there that is so beautiful with lots of beaches. I grew up there up until I was 10 years old, and then I came here, and then I went back to Malaysia. But life in Malaysia was simple, full of family, lots of delicious food, and it's just really nice for your family to be with you all of the time. So that's definitely what I miss most.
And I can't believe it. You were 10 when you came here. And did you visit it?
Yes.
Other time?
Yeah, so I came here when I was 10 because my dad came to Otago as a university student. So he came here to do his master's degree, and he told us, hey, everyone, we're going to go to New Zealand. So me and my two brothers and my mom, we all came here. He went to study at Otago. I went to school here with my brothers. And we were here for a few years until he said, oh, I've graduated now, so we have to go back to Malaysia. And then we were not forced to leave, but we had to leave. But I told myself that I will come back for my university, which is why I'm here now.
Yeah, New Zealand is a good place. Like, you can go back to, like, if I am here and if I want to visit Pakistan again, I can go back, but I would still want to go back to New Zealand too. So, yeah, New Zealand is still a good place, but it's just the weather problems. The weather gets changed so, like, after some minutes or hours, it can rain or after... after more hours, it can be sunny again. So it's very surprising for the person who's looking out the window.
Exactly. We are really relating to this, especially in August when it's one of the coldest months. So
yeah.
We are surviving this, right?
Yeah. When did you first come to New Zealand? And what made you stay?
What made me stay was, just learning a lot here about some questions that I wanted to ask to my friends. I love how open it is here to ask questions, which wasn't very like that in Malaysia. You know, there were some questions you can't ask your friends or your teacher. And I like learning. So when I came here, I realized that there was a lot I can learn. So I knew that I wanted to come back here for my studies, which is why when I came back here to Otago, I studied psychology and gender studies as well.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand is a good place to study, especially when they made the Otago, University. So, yeah, I think New Zealand is a very good place to study. And we came here to study, too, some of the people in my family.
Yeah, it's good to know that, Otago has been a place where a lot of newcomers come to study and stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very new people. And then they learn so much English, and then English is their second language then.
Exactly.
What do you love most about living in Dunedin?
I love the community here. I love my job here because I get to meet
the kind people.
The kind people, and I get to meet people like you, you know? Just I'm very lucky to have such a amazing job where I get to meet so many talented young people like yourself who are so passionate about connecting with the community. One of my favorite things about Dunedin is definitely the people because of how warm they are. I can definitely feel a difference, for example, if I travel to other cities in New Zealand. You know, people don't say hi to you. People don't look at you anymore. Mm. But here, if I sit on the bus, people might chat with me, you know. They might say, oh, how was your day? Oh, so cold today, hey, you know. It's definitely the people.
Oh, yeah, the people are very nice. And thank you for saying that I was a good podcaster. Is there something fun or unique from Malaysian culture that you wish more people here knew about?
I think the diversity of Malaysian ethnicities is definitely something that people might not realize or know much about. So we have our Malay community, which I'm part of. We've got our Chinese family. We've got our Indian family. And we also have like smaller communities like people from Thailand, Sabah and Sarawak. They also have their own ethnicities there. So we're like a mix of lots of different ethnicities. And I think we quite champion the conversations around intercultural relations, which means like, you know, people, we don't really fight about religion or about being different. So, for example, we can have like a church, a mosque, a temple right next to each other, and that's not a problem, you know? But yeah, this is because I am really passionate about making sure.
Yeah, I would think about the diversity too.
Yeah, and it's important that we respect one another. So I think that's what I love about Malaysia.
Wow, I love learning about people's lives in different places. It makes the world feel smaller and friendlier. Next up is Kudit's Kids Corner. Alright, Arena, time to switch things up and have some fun. Let's play a little Would You Rather. Would you rather travel back in time or to the future?
I want to travel back in time. I am a very nostalgic person. I actually don't care what happens in the future because, I love looking back at old photos. I like to journal about the past and think about how I can learn, what things I can learn about the past. And I also like talk to my younger self a lot, which is might sound a bit crazy, but it really helps you to be a better person when you keep thinking about what you've done and how to be better.
When I choose the past, some of the people, like my friends, they just say that you should choose the future because of this. But I still haven't heard that. I still want to go to the past because, you know, I just want to see my younger self again. So, yeah, same thing.
I'm glad we're on the same team then.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or understand what animals are saying?
I think I want to speak every language in the world. I think language is such a very important thing to master because then you can really connect with a person when you know their language. You know, for me, I speak Malay and English and I can read Arabic, but there are times when, you know, I wish I can speak Mandarin with my great-grandma, for example, or I can speak, you know, other languages when I meet the people out here who can only speak that language. Yeah, I wish I can learn more languages. I love animals, but I don't, you know, they're okay, you know?
Yeah.
I like people more.
I would choose what animals are saying, but your choice was a great choice because I won't meet that many people around the world, so I think English would be a good choice for me to speak, so most of the people in the world know English, but I'll choose to understand what animals are saying because I always wanted to know why the birds chirp and talk to each other. So, yeah, that's why.
You'll find out all their secrets then and you can tell us.
Would you rather time travel to the past to meet your great-grandparents or travel to the future to meet your great-grandchildren?
That's a very good question. I feel like as a nostalgic person, I want to travel back to the past.
And I knew you would do that.
Yeah, and I think it's not just about talking to the grandparents. I also want to see what their life was like. I love like the retro and vintage movies, you know, how simple life was without their phones and how people back then, they have to like talk to each other without using technology.
Yeah, like the past where it shows different things. Yeah, I would choose the going back to the past to see your great grandparents too because I wanted to see how it was when the world was like so many centuries ago. So yeah, I would want to travel back into time to see my great grandparents. Would you rather always know the perfect thing to say or always know when to stay quiet?
That's a very good one as a podcaster, you know. What a good question to ask me. I would love to know when to stay quiet, but I think I try to do that anyway with my job as a you know, I do a lot of interviews, so sometimes I do need to listen and hear what you're saying instead of thinking, what can I answer now? And that's also a really good skill to have when you're communicating with anyone in the world, you know, anyone every day, just to make sure that you talk to them because you really want to listen and not because you just have something to say.
Yeah, I think I couldn't choose any of these because I don't know, I like both and I can't choose, so I don't want to answer this one.
It is difficult.
Yeah, it is a little bit difficult because, yeah, I just want the perfect thing to say anytime and the other one. So let's move on to the next one. Would you rather have a backpack that creates anything you imagine or a microphone that brings stories to life when you speak?
These are really good questions. I'm glad that you like tailored it with my job as well. You know, I would choose the microphone, but I think me personally, I would choose the backpack because I want to be able to be resourceful and
me too.
Yeah, I want to be able to like do anything anywhere and not have to depend on other people as well. So, yeah. I want to go on solo trips or something.
Because microphones is just like bringing stories back to life, which is a few things. But if you like, if you have a backpack that makes it come to life, anything inside that you imagine, that will be, I think that's going to be better for me. But yeah, I'll still to the backpack one. Amazing, Arena. I'm really enjoying listening to your answers. Now let's play a quick word game. I'll say a word and you say the first thing that pops into your head. Ready? Kindness.
Love.
Tea.
Lavender.
Time.
Time. Punctuality.
Sunshine.
Summer.
Laughter.
I thought about you, Khairat. I don't know why. Your laughter.
That's nice. That's nice. Rainy days.
Dunedin.
Yeah, Dunedin is a very rainy place. Books.
Oh, library. I go to the library a lot.
Mm. Yeah, that's what came to my mind. Malaysia.
Home. That's
yeah.
A sweet one.
If there was Pakistan and somebody was interviewing me, I would say home too, because, you know, that reminds me of home. Now it's tongue twister time. Try this one, Arena, 3 times super fast. 12 tiny turtles took a train to Tokyo on Tuesday.
12 tiny turtles took a train to Tokyo on Thursday? Or is it Tuesday?
Tuesday. But I think, yeah, but you have to say 2 more times.
Oh, I have forgotten what it is.
Oh, let me say it again. 12 tiny turtles took a train to Tokyo on Tuesday.
12 tiny turtles took a train to Tokyo on Tuesday. Is that right?
Yeah, it's great. Okay. Okay, just one more time. Can you try one more time?
12 tiny turtles took a train to Tokyo on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got it. That was a good try. That one gets everyone. Up next is, Let's Talk Life. Now, let's take a deep breath and talk about life. The big, beautiful things that matter. What's one thing that always makes you feel peaceful, no matter what?
I love spending time with my family. Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky here because now I have my mom, my sister, my 2 brothers, and my partner at home. I used to be here alone when I came back to New Zealand as a student. So now I really appreciate having a lot of people in the house. And some people might say that's not peaceful, but for me, it is peaceful to know that everyone is there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if there's so many people. Sometimes people just think it's peaceful.
Especially your family, you know? You just love them.
Yeah, your family's peaceful, but sometimes when your friends are there, my friends are always making a rush. Sometimes mostly of food, because my friends mostly like food a lot. So they're like, I'm hungry. Do you have any food? Then I bring them food, and then they finish it, then they ask for more. So, yeah, I think my friends, like, I don't think it's never peaceful with them.
Yeah, friends can be chaotic.
Yeah, they can be chaotic. Especially when I had a sleepover with my friend came to my house. And she was talking all night until 3 a.m. So I kept telling her to be quiet and go to sleep, but she didn't listen to me.
Uh-huh.
How do you stay calm and kind when things get busy or stressful?
Wow, what great questions, Khairat. I feel like you are asking the right person because I definitely feel like the chaos of the world. You know, there's so many things going on that, you know, you don't really want to think about. Mm. And how I stay calm is by, firstly, as a Muslim, I pray. But outside of all of that, we also just, you know, remember what's important in life, and that's to connect with your friends, connect with your family. Yeah, and have conversations like this so that, you know, you focus on what's important here and not the scary things that's happening outside the world.
Yeah, that's why I like my show, because Because, yeah, I don't, like, even though there's no chaos happening, I still feel very good, like, when I'm doing my show.
When you're doing your show, it becomes like an escape for a lot of people. You know,
yeah.
Being on your show right now, I feel like there's rainbows and sunshine around, and it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, me too. I think that. What's one lesson you've learned that you'd like everyone to know?
I want everyone to know that, especially for the young ones out there, that it's okay to not know everything right now. That is a big lesson for me, because I used to be someone who wants to know everything. I want to plan everything. I want to know in 5 years, what do I want to do now? You know, I want to know after I graduate university, I'm going to be, you know, a psychologist. I want to do that. But then I realized that there is so many things that can change in your life, and it's okay that you don't have the answers now. I graduated university in a psychology degree. Not sure where that's going to lead me, because you don't know this yet, Khairat, but psychology is a very broad degree. So you can work anywhere, but not everywhere at the same time. But then I started volunteering here at ORFM, like yourself. You're a volunteer here, podcasting.
So what did you want before you got into another situation?
I didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking, maybe I should study again, or maybe I should work in an office somewhere. I don't know.
When I'm doing work in school, I always feel like I want to restart this thing, or, yeah, just, but I can't because it's already done. But I still feel happy that what I did. Did you want to say anything or
no? I understand what you mean, though. It's like you feel like you have to restart everything to be perfect, but you don't have to. You can just keep going and see where life takes you.
Yeah, it's like something that's permanent, but you can't fix it. But it just, if you keep doing better, it might be the best one that you can do. So, yeah, I think some mistakes actually makes it happen good.
Exactly. Thank you, Hirat.
What advice would you give to kids who want to create something like a show or story or even big ideas?
Ah, that's a very good one. I would say just do it. You know, here at Otago Access Radio, we have Youth Zone for people who might want to try podcasting or learn the radio skills. And we have that opportunity available for the Dunedin residents to, learn all of this. It's a pretty amazing feeling to be in the radio station for the first time, you know, and not a lot of people have this experience. So if you are trying to create something, or if you're looking for something creative to do, definitely, start. Because I think starting something new is definitely the hardest. So
yeah, that's a really good thing to say. But honestly, I feel like it's not that I just want to be on the news and just people want to see me and I just don't want to be on Google, but it's just that I feel good that if I'm having this conversation. So, yeah, that's what I honestly feel like. But I don't think it's trying to show off that you're on this thing or you're on podcasts. So, yeah, I just want to just have a conversation that makes me happy.
Exactly. It's the act of creating something new that makes people happy.
Yeah. Thank you, Arena. That was lovely. You've shared so much wisdom, and you always make people feel heard. That's something really special, Arena. You should be proud of yourself.
Aw, thank you, Khairat. It means a lot coming from you, and I think I will write whatever you said today down, because sometimes I do need to remind myself of the beautiful things that's happening.
That's it for today's episode of Global Kids with Khairat. A huge thank you to Arena, not just for being an amazing guest, but for everything she does behind the scenes too. And to all our listeners, remember, you don't have to be loud to be strong. Sometimes the calmest voice may carry the kindest of messages. Until next time, khuda hafiz, and don't forget to smile. Thank you. Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.